Professor Shoup, good afternoon to you.
Thanks very much for the compliment. Thanks, Simon. Thank you.
Once again, I'm not going to get you into trouble, and I won't ask you to comment on the Cuban doctors. However, I am going to ask you.
And I shan't.
Good, I needed a laugh. Thank you for that. You know, hectic 25 minutes. Prof, you ask a fascinating question today. Is the coronavirus pandemic in South Africa different from that of the rest of the world? And I was just thinking, how is it that there are places like Sweden and Taiwan who barely touched, and then you've got an Italy and a Spain who hit so hard, and then there's us who I don't know where we are.
Yeah, you know, I've had numerous questions regarding that. And in fact, there was an interesting article in the Daily Maverick this morning from Max Price. Is this African epidemic different from the rest of the world? And clearly we have far fewer cases than certainly than European and the United States and other countries. There are various speculations which have been put forward. I'll just mention one or two of them. Could it be because we very much earlier, we started off our epidemic, I guess about 2 to 3 weeks before United Kingdom, United States. But that 2 week lag probably doesn't make too much of a difference, really. Not that much of a difference which can account for the difference between us and Europe and the United States. Someone said maybe it's the warmer temperature. We know that the virus doesn't survive as well in high humidity and high temperature. But again, you know, if you look at the epidemics in China and Singapore and so on, that probably is also not the answer. Could it be a testing artifact that we haven't tested enough? Maybe in the lower socioeconomic groups and the poorer communities, there are clusters of infected cases. But again, when the increase of testing went into those communities, it didn't actually reveal that either. It's interesting, actually, if you look at the death rates, what we call case fatality rates is a bit of a more accurate determinant. We're also very much lower at the moment to what has been reported. For example, United Kingdom is 13.5% of the case fatality rate. In Brazil, 6.4%. But we are only about 1.9%. So again, there are various things which may be, could it be age, for example, that our population is relatively younger age group than European countries or America. But again, most of our cases at the present are more in the upper socioeconomic groups, where that age difference probably doesn't make much to comparing us to European countries. What has been offered as a possible thing is the BCG vaccine. Now, that's a vaccine given to prevent tuberculosis, which is universally given in this country and also in many other developing countries, but not commonly in European countries. And some people have suggested, well, maybe that BCG vaccine acts as a sort of a kind of protection. Maybe I can talk a bit on a future one that I think needs more of a discussion. So, all of these things have suggested, could that be the explanation why our numbers seem to be relatively lower? Our mortality rate or case fatality rate seems to be lower. My own view on this is that I actually think it's actually a measure of the success of the government's intervention. We have paid a heavy price, as I mentioned last night, in the economy and so on. But on the other hand, I think this early intervention and quite strict intervention, the level 5 lockdown, I think has paid dividends in terms of slowing down the spread of the virus in our community. I think my hope is that, I think you mentioned we're going to level 4, lifting of some restrictions will still stifle the spread of the virus going into the community. And that maybe the increase in testing, identifying patients, people that are infected, well, including patients as well, I guess, isolating and contact tracing, that will put out any localized fires, any clusters of infected cases before they flare up. I think that's where I think our strategy of, strict lockdown combined afterwards when we do lift the restrictions, that we do put out fires by testing and isolating infected individuals and their contacts. Hopefully that's going to work now.
Hopefully it will. Prof, it's 4:30, so we're going to leave it there. And you and I have got a date same time tomorrow.
We'll talk about BCG tomorrow.